William Haynes back here on the Mighty 690, and we are joined now by Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. It's good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, all kinds of good announcements to share today, but I will start off by letting everybody know that I will be out next week, but Miss Madison from our office is going to come in and share. But it's for a great reason. So myself and Wyatt in our office are going to a four-state conference. It's called MAKO, and it's for chamber professionals to help support their communities. But I'm really excited this year because we got a lot of good speakers. But one of them, have you ever heard of Revitalize or Die?
I have not.
Is that? Well, it's a national best-selling book, and the gentleman has a Facebook page that a lot of cities follow because it just gives a lot of tips on how to grow your community and things to make it a better place to live. So he's going to be there. I'm excited about that. And Wyatt, who's our tourism director, he gets to go on a behind-the-scenes look at Silver Dollar City, meet with the CEO, the tourism director, the marketing director, and just, you know, learn how they, a big company like that, does branding and tourism. And so he'll be able to bring that back. That'll be exciting. And then I will actually be taking over as chair of the four-state organization at the conference. So a lot going on next week, but we're excited.
That is very exciting.
Yeah. So I want to start off saying thank you to everybody that came out to the Women in Business Conference. We had it last week. Sold out event, our biggest ever, and so many wonderful speakers that we had. But also, we were able to present our first ever Woman of the Year award at the conference. And this year's recipient was Laura Stalford from USD 445. So just wanted to give a shout out to Laura. Congratulations. Well deserved. She's a wonderful individual and has done a lot for our community. So a couple other things we have coming up. So today we have Chamber 101. And this is where we're just kind of sharing everything there is to know about the chamber and benefits and how to maximize those. But then that kicks off a series of workshops we're going to be doing for the next few months. The next one's May 7th, and that is on QuickBooks for your business. So we have the Small Business Development Center coming in. And this is really kind of, whether it's somebody that's like just starting out with QuickBooks or somebody that just wants to improve how to use it better, you know, the bookkeeping skills. So they're going to show how to set up the account, track the income and expenses, generate better reports, and just be a little bit more organized financially. So excited about offering that workshop, and that'll be again May 7th, and it'll be from 11:30 to 1. And if you go on our website to the community calendar, you can click register and get all registered for that. So we'd love to have you. Okay, some great news from some of our members and community. First of all, man, big shout out to all the artists that have been working on the utility boxes. They are just looking so awesome. I love it. I do not have an artistic bone in my body, so I'm always amazed when someone's doing good things like that. So if you haven't noticed, come downtown. Some of them are already completed. Some are still in the process. But it's just about, you know, just adding creativity and character to our community and downtown spaces. So can't wait to see them all finished. Save the date for one of my favorite events of the year, and it's called VOD in the Phil. It's a fundraiser benefiting the restoration of the Midland. So this will be on Saturday, July 25th. I think it's a little earlier this year. I think last year they had it in August, but it'll be July 25th at the Spencer Rounds Theater, and that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. And they're going to have live performances and all kinds of entertainment. It's kind of like think theater, but think VOD.
Yeah,
so
right.
So kind of, you know, adult themes and stuff, but a variety show, and it's just so much fun. So they're going to be putting tickets out pretty soon, so just be following their page or the Chamber's community calendar, and we'll have all the details on that.
Excellent.
Okay, what else is going on? So this is National Library Week, and so they've got all kinds of events happening all week, including they've got Library Workers Day, Guess How Many Prize Game. They've got a spring book sale that'll be from Thursday through Saturday, and a whole bunch of new, they call them study booths, but you're basically like, it looks like a telephone booth,
yeah.
But it's soundproof, and you can go in there, and you can be on conference call or whatever you need to do, but you're just kind of in your own little space. And they just installed those. They're wonderful. Pretty much every week they have something new there, so we have a wonderful library. So Mother's Day just coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
I can't believe April is almost over.
I know, right?
So, but Mother's Day's coming up. There's going to be a lot of businesses doing wonderful gifts and giveaways. One of them is Empower Chiropractor and Family Wellness. And if you nominate a deserving mom by May 7th, you can be entered to win a contest giveaway. So just be looking for other specials coming up soon. And then finally, before I get into some events, I just wanted to do another shout out. We're so excited to see Isham's Hardware. They have new owners, and this will only be the third family that's owned it in almost 150 years.
Right. That's marvelous. Yeah,
it's
really.
It's great. I love seeing. So they said they had their work cut out for them. They're going to try to get everything, you know, back up and running. But just really, it carries such a good footnote in our history. So for them to be able to carry on that tradition, I'm so excited. So, okay, let's talk about some events coming up. So on the 25th, we have Prescription Drug Take Back Day. So that's where I think a lot of people don't realize how much old stuff we have in our cabinets.
Right.
You get in there and you're like, oh, I got all this stuff. And the safest way is not to throw it away or put it down the toilet or whatever, because that can get into the ground or somebody could get a hold of it that shouldn't. So take them back. They've got... got what they call them, like activation pouches that'll dissolve it and neutralize all the drugs. So you can stop by the police station on the 25th. That is also the high school junior advisory counselor. They're doing a color run and walk. And then, of course, it's also Mardi Gras. So I'm excited about that. Then next weekend, we've got the CCC annual scholarship auction. And I just talked to Krista from the college. There's still time to get tickets. And I know they're putting all the auction items up there on their website. There's a special QR code you can go to, but some big, really nice items. I'm really excited about it. May 2nd kicks off the Coffeyville Farmers and Makers Market that'll be happening all summer long. That is also the Brown Mansion's Run for the Roses. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of just a fun and festive Kentucky Derby style, right, celebration. But it's at the beautiful Brown Mansion. And that'll be Saturday the 2nd, beginning at 5 p.m. They're going to have music, drinks, light bites, lawn games, and, of course, the live viewing of the Derby. All of it is a fundraiser to, of course, help with repairs at the mansion. And they encourage you to wear your favorite Derby hat. If you don't have a hat, you can have. They're going to have some there to purchase, so those big, ginormous ones. Tickets are $35 a person, ages 5 and up, and you can get the tickets at CoffeyvilleHistory.com. And then the last thing coming up that's always a favorite, 33 years this has been going on, it's the annual Youth Fishing Derby with the Coffeyville Rec. And that'll be at Eau Claire Park. They have divisions, several different divisions, from 4 years old clear up to 16, and then they have something called Buddy Bobbers. And they are designed for those with special needs. And so they're going to have someone assist them throughout the derby and help them out. So registration is 1 to 1:30. Official fishing time is at 1:30. And then they have hot dogs and chips while supplies last at 3 p.m. So always a fun day. Like I said, they stock that pond a couple times a year. But definitely after that event, they have to, because there's so many kids out there. And hopefully the weather will be great for us that weekend. So those are just a few activities. We got more coming up as we get into the summer months, of course. Fair and rodeo season will be here before we know it. So if you want to know about any events, questions on tickets or how to register, just go out to the website, and it's really easy. It's CoffeyvilleChamber.com, and you can check out all the events on our community calendar page. So.
Excellent. Yeah, that brings back good memories for me. Fishing in those stocked ponds. If you have somebody that you're trying to get into fishing, that magical experience where you're just getting bites on the hook nonstop.
Right, exactly. Because if you go out there your first couple times doing it and you never catch anything, you're like, I'm not going to keep doing this. But get some dragged in, you know, by like, oh, this is exciting. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, I think my son's going to do it. And I just was like, your dad's going to have to go because I don't want to touch it. I'll be right there with you, but I'll let him do that.
Be there in spirit.
Yeah. So, no, it is always such a fun time. So,
I love the Kentucky Derby event, too. I love how everybody dresses up. And I love at the mansion, too. I think that's the perfect space for that.
I'm glad that they're continuing to try to do events out there. I mean, of course, they're doing it as a fundraiser, but also it's just nice to expose people to the Brown Mansion. It's so beautiful out there. So
it is. Yeah, I look forward to that. Certainly. Yeah. The last thing I'll ask you, because I'm still relatively new to the area. Yeah. I've been here about a month. What are some of your go-tos that you think about when someone is new that I need to do in Coffeyville?
So the obvious ones are the Brown Mansion and then the Dalton Museum.
Yeah.
Come across the street to our office because we have ICs and, of course, the Dalton Reid Bank. But also, I always encourage everybody, if you've never been to the, they call it the Destination Park. So it's over by the community elementary, and it's just got unique park items. So it's just a nice little place, and they have a little, they call it, not football, football? I don't know. It's like a smaller arena.
Gotcha.
But that's kind of neat to look at. Of course, the LeClaire Park. It's beautiful, and they just did a walking trail all around there.
Right.
So it's just an, you know, you got the pond, you got the basketball, you got the, you know, all kinds of activities. So we, Coffeyville's really big on our parks. We have a lot of them everywhere. Roosevelt Drive.
Okay.
That's a beautiful place if you like to walk, because it's just got, it's just this little trail, but it's got trees, you know, covered up all over, and it's just beautiful. I mean, it's just, when you just want to relax and just get out of the world, you just go in there. And so that's always, but the biggest thing is just all the different community events. Like we, every month or something, there's a Mardi Gras, there's a CC auction, there's, you know, the Fair and Rodeo, of course, Summer Celebration. That'll be a big one because we have thousands that come in for that every year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. And of course, this is the 250 anniversary for America. So they're wanting to make it really big this year because it's, we're different. We want to be different, I guess. we don't do our 4th of July celebration on the 4th of July. It's always the weekend after.
Okay.
And so that way you're not competing with other towns. And then we get they get to have special discounts because they do it afterwards. And like I said, it's literally an all-day thing. They have car shows. They have live music. They have vendors, food, you know, leading up into the fireworks. So
I love that. That's thinking outside the box, but it's great.
It's cool. It's a lot of fun. So.
Thank you very much for stopping by and sharing what's going on with us.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That was Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We'll take a short break and be back with Open Line on the way.